soda.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, of course, nowadays toothpaste comes in a
tube.
And, did you ever know of the people making boats, homemade boats?
Yes, ma'am.
Themselves? Well, now, if they just had built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, they'd say they were going to, did you ever hear them say that they were going to launch a boat or?
Yes, ma'am, I guess that's what they call it.
They'd say,
my daddy used to make them because we had a place in the bottom and we had a big place called Pond Slough across, mm-hmm. and we had to have our boats and daddy used to make them.
Mm-hmm.
He always said, I'm going to make my boat swim. That's what he called it.
What kind of boat would it be, the type of
Well, he made it out of a different kind of timber.
Mm-hmm. Would it be just a kind of a flat bottom?
Yes, ma'am.
They call it
narrow side and flat bottom.
Mm-hmm. What would they call that type of boat?
I don't remember. Skiff, wasn't it,
Miss?
Called them little wooden boats they used to make to put it to go across small bodies of water. Called it a skiff.
Mm-hmm.
Skiff.
Skiff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a woman had wanted to buy a dress of a certain color or something, now sometimes like town, she might take along a little piece of cloth and they'd call that a
sample.
Mm-hmm. And what would over their dresses in the kitchen the women would wear?
Shawl.
And then to keep it from getting stuff on it, they'd call it
bib.
And when they were cooking out, something like they tie around their waist. When
apron.
Mm-hmm. And now, if a little girl had on a dress that you thought was very becoming to her, you might say, oh my, what a...
Pretty.
Mm-hmm. And to sign your name in ink, you'd have to use a...
Pen.
And now, when they'd hold a baby's diaper in place, they'd use a...
Safety pin.
And now, a cup made out of metal would be a... Like in those early days, if they had a cup made out of metal, it was usually a...
A mug. It's called a mug, wasn't it?
And what did you say?
Tin cup.
Oh, yeah. Did you
hear? Well,
a tin cup?
Yeah, a tin cup. We used a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, money's not worth much now, but like in those days, a dime was worth...
Ooh.
A lot more, wasn't it?
A dime was worth a dime.
It was worth it.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Of course, when they'd say that it was worth, their time and how many cents it was worth, they'd say it was worth
10 cents.
And we were talking about when it gets down below zero here and gets the weather gets so cold, what would you have to put on before you go outside in the wintertime? Do you have big heavy
underwear called union suits?
Oh, yeah. And then what would you have to put on top of all your clothes? You'd have
overcoat.
Yeah.
Mhm. Then a plastic raincoat.
Mm-hmm.
We called them slickers. The men wore them, and the women did too.
Mm-hmm.
Called it made out of. What was made out of?
They had big shawls, that's
mm-hmm.
where they double them.
Mm-hmm.
The old ladies wear them. Mama did.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. Well, now what about them? Like men, when they'd be working, what would they wear for work clothes?
Oh, they call shirts, material made out of material they call hickory goods. You remember it, Miss? And what did they call those trousers? Long time ago. Not one jeans.
Might have been jeans. Sometimes I think they
maybe
work
so.
Clothes.
Well, yes, as I came up, overalls came in fashion.
Mm-hmm.
My boy still